Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us. And if you want to know the number, it's 323-203-0815. I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us to be here with you each and every week. We love the One Institute. We know you do too. And so let me just say this. We're live on the air. I already know Dr. Allen's ready to go to work because she was born ready. I think we have a caller on the line. Dr. Allen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready?
Ready to serve.
I knew you would be. All right. Caller, are you there? Because if you are, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, I'm here.
Awesome.
Hi, Dr. Allen. Thank you for having me.
Pardon?
So I have just recently started listening to your work.
Okay,
I'm definitely
good.
A fan. My question
so
for
do you have a
is,
question?
I do. I am in a 5-year relationship right now. And I just feel stuck. The past year, I've just been pretty unhappy. And
in the relationship or out?
In.
What is wrong with the relationship?
There's a lot of financial issues on his end. I'm pretty good in my career right now. He's still in college. We met. We're both young. He's still in college right now.
Are you living together?
No.
No. So are his financial problems interfering with your life?
No.
Then why are we talking about them?
He basically lives on a month-to-month basis. His rent, every month he's on the verge of being evicted each month, and he wants to stay with me when that happens, and it kind of just puts me in an uncomfortable place.
Well, is taking care of yourself not what you want to do?
It is what I want to do.
I hear he's your boyfriend. He's not your fiance. He's not your son.
No. No.
You are a girlfriend.
Yes.
Now, what style of relationship do you have? Do you split the bill for movies and dinners? And are you in a convenient relationship? Or
yes.
Do you pay for things? Are you in a codependent relationship?
It's almost split down the middle.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Okay, so tell me what's wrong, other than you're losing respect for him.
Yes. I feel like I'm not being cherished anymore. I feel
How
like
can
I'm
you
like
be
my
cherished?
Mom.
How can you be cherished by him when he is struggling to become himself?
You're exactly right.
So would you be willing to be cherished on strokes that are not including money? For example, you split the bill for the movie. You split the bill for the dinner. You don't go to the fancy place. Are
No.
you willing to be his girlfriend financially?
I don't think so.
Okay, then when and what are you going to say to him?
We have a lot of other issues, too. I have brought it
like
up.
Like what?
Him
Name
time.
Them.
It's hard to put a name on them.
What are the actions?
We just don't do anything fun. We just sit there and hang out. He doesn't plan anything for us. We've never gone on vacation.
I hear that
really
you
done...
said he doesn't have money.
Yeah.
Does he, have you ever asked him how much entertainment money he's willing to put in the pot?
No.
Wouldn't that be a beginning of negotiating a convenient relationship?
Yeah.
Is he with you? Do you want him because he's affectionate? What is your goal with this relationship?
I'm not really sure. At one point, I was really in love with him and saw a future with him. And lately, I just don't feel that way anymore. I feel like I've fallen a little bit out of love.
All right. So are you ready to free him, to find a woman that accepts him where he at, is at?
I think so. I just don't know how to go about it.
Okay, now we can do it. Have you got a paper and a pencil?
Yes.
Okay.
I will get it out right now.
The first thing you do is you must... Have you ever heard me teach the tools?
I have, yes.
So the first thing you do is make an appointment for the subject.
Okay.
What's his first name?
Sam.
Sam, I want to talk to you about us. Would it be convenient now or when? What would he say?
He would say now.
How long have you dated him now?
5 years total.
5 years?
5 years.
Okay.
It is extremely long. That's why I'm so hesitant.
I am. Well, you're physically married to him.
Yep.
Sam, I want to let you know that I really am losing respect for you, and I don't want to show it because you have a right to be who you are, just the way you are. But my needs are not being met, and I don't want to become a cranky girlfriend. So I believe that it's best if we discontinue dating. What do you think about that, Sam? What would he say to that statement?
He would say... Well, tell me what I need to do because I want to. He's made it known that I'm the one for him and I'm the one he's going to end up with, no matter what.
I want to have one date per week in which we do something fun that you have planned. I'm willing to pay my way because I know you're struggling financially. I'll pay for me, but you pay for you. But the most important thing is that you design the date.
Wow. So I kind of did have a little bit of a talk with him. I listened to your tools and I said, when would be a good time to talk? And he did say now. And I didn't say everything you're quite saying, but I did say...
Well, what you say is, I've enjoyed much of the 5 years we've been together,
Yeah. But
I'm not comfortable now.
Yeah.
My stroke needs are not being met in the area of fun.
Yeah.
So, I really don't want to continue dating you the way we are. What do you think about that? And he will tell you.
So the funny thing is, I ask him what he thinks, and he responds with how he feels.
And then you say, you have a right to tell me what you feel, but I ask you what you think. Do you want to plan one date a week and we split the bill? Or is it okay we don't date anymore?
Okay.
That is a way to perhaps give him a chance to say or show that he can do it, or it'll give you proof that he doesn't and can't do it, and you will go away.
Wow.
Which feels most comfortable for you?
I feel like I've kind of made my mind up that...
That is not a feeling statement. I would be more comfortable leaving him than giving him an offer.
Okay.
So do you feel better about ending it or building it?
I think I feel more comfortable about ending it.
Then you practice and do it right now. I am now Sam.
Sam, I would like to talk with you.
You didn't give the subject.
When would be a good time to talk with you?
Sam,
about
no,
us?
No. You didn't give the subject of the talk.
Sam, I want to let you know that I really am losing respect for
no,
you.
No, you haven't. You have not said, I want to talk to you about us.
Okay. Sam, I want to talk to you about us. When would be a good time?
Now.
Okay.
The next
I want
moment,
to let you know.
Broke. Thank
I want
you
to let
for
you
the
know.
Fun time we have had. Everybody needs strokes.
Yeah.
Especially in painful situations.
Yeah. And I am sad about it too. Because I'm
sad about
losing him. I
appreciate that, but that isn't it. We're talking about you stroking him. What are you going to say to him about this?
I've really enjoyed our time together these past few years.
However,
I feel that I'm starting to lose respect for you.
Why?
And my needs aren't being met.
Well, can't we fix it?
That's where I get stuck.
I know that, Mama. Do you understand your mothering
That's
him?
Where I get stuck. Yes, I do. 100%.
Okay. So let's start at the top again. You don't have to make an appointment. Stroke him and end it.
Okay. Okay.
Now. Stroke him and end it.
I've really enjoyed these past 5 years with you. However, my needs are not being met in the relationship anymore. And I no longer see a future with you. And I think that we need to go our separate ways.
I want to go my separate way. Not we need to go. That's
okay.
Talking for him.
Okay.
So, finish it.
I really enjoyed these past 5 years together. However, my needs in the relationship are no longer being met, and I need to go my separate way now.
What do you think? About this.
What do you think about this?
He will beg. He will. I don't know what he'll do, but will you stay stable and not react?
I think so.
Are you going to do it on the phone, texting, emailing? What are you going to do?
In person.
In person. Okay. Are you prepared for his emotions?
I'm not sure.
Are you willing to give it a go?
I think so.
All right. Have you got what you need for this event?
I think so.
Then good luck to you.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate your help.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, heavy duty. Heavy.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. All right. We have some more calls, and I know Ronan's going to give us another caller. And I wish good luck. 5 years is a long time to be in a relationship
with
somebody.
You're not kidding.
That is a really long time. I imagine it's going to be pretty rough, but as usual, your tools are amazing. And so...
please leave your message for...
Callers, when we call you, please pick up. We want to talk to you. And...
if you can't cause pain to another human being... You must hurt yourself.
You know, I love that, Dr. Allen. And could you expand on that a little bit? For some people don't quite understand what you mean when you say that.
If you have to mother people or father them, mothering is cherishing and fathering is respect. If you have to do that at the expense of you, then you've done pain. You have hurt yourself because you can't and won't cause pain being yourself with another human being.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah, it is. So we have a gal here who says, okay, here's what she says. My boyfriend.
Hello.
Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I sure do. Dr. Allen, I'm newly single, and I've just started duty dating. And
okay.
I'm stuck with the, they obviously want to do the courtship, you know, pick me up at my place and take me somewhere. But these are brand new people, essentially, to my mind, strangers. So the first 1 to 3 meetings, I want to meet them there, but I don't want them to think that I'm not old fashioned, that, you know, I want the courtship, but just in the beginning, I want to meet them out. So how do I let them know that this is only for the first 1 to 3 dates? And then once I'm comfortable, then they can come pick me up, open the door, bring the car to my house, all those fun things. How do I tell them that?
You do that if you get them to sign up for your class. And you're their teacher.
Okay.
Now, if you want to do it the way I have you do it, you give them 3, or at least 1, in which they act like human beings, but not necessarily the way you want. In other words, a lot of people out here are not ladies and not gentlemen. They haven't been raised that way. They have scripts that teach them to be individuals, to be on their own, and to take care of themselves. So if you are asked out by someone, give them at least 3 dates, unless they're immoral, unethical, or illegal, to demonstrate their best. And when they call you and ask you for a second date, then you use the tools. He calls you and you say, I'd love to go out with you, but something happened on our last date that I was uncomfortable with. Yeah. Are you open to hearing what I have to say about our last date? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
What you're talking about is setting up a program for them to date you. I would rather that you date them and share your feelings with them after you date them and something comes up that you want to share with him in a respectful way.
Okay, yeah, it was more, I've been in a string of 8-year, 10-year relationships. I've never really dated, so this new thing is scary to me. It's having strangers come to my house and know where I live. I want to get to know them, you know, the first couple of times before I start doing that. So I was wondering how to do that. But if you're saying
well,
no,
you
just
be,
go for
you
it.
You be then. The person, you be the person, the man that's asking you out. He's got your number off the internet. Where do you hunt?
Actually doing your 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, eye gazing is working
flirting?
Pretty well. Yes, I don't do any
okay.
internet stuff. I'm too
so
fearful of that.
You're magnetizing people to you by flirting with them.
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to be them and I'll be you.
Okay, perfect. So this person would say, it was great meeting you at Starbucks. I want to take you out this week. What day are you free?
I'm free Friday and Sunday.
Okay, great. Then I want to take you Friday. How does 6 p.m. sound?
How does what?
6 p.m. sound. How do you feel about 6 p.m.?
Comfortable. What did you have
okay.
planned?
Oh, we will be going to dinner and just getting to know each other. So a dinner in the neighborhood.
Okay. Where
so
shall I meet
you? What is your address?
Where shall I meet you?
Oh, well, I actually want to come pick you up. So I want your address. To find out where you live and come get
really
you before.
I really appreciate you wanting to come and pick me up. However, I'm not comfortable. I don't know you well enough to do that. So where would it be convenient for you and I to meet?
Perfect. That's exactly what I was looking for.
Okay.
That's exactly
but
it. That's the one.
But I want you not to teach them in one fell swoop how to date you. That's called mothering, and that's not appropriate. Deal with each incident with each person.
Exactly why I'm calling, to get the tools before I say anything that would sound mothering.
Okay. So go do that and call again.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Most certainly. We want to hear about it.
Bye.
Again, that call-in number 323-203-0815. We have a young lady who has a Facebook question, and she wants to know.
Hello?
We're going to take our live caller. Live caller, you are on the air. Do you have a question?
I do. Yes. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Ellen.
Hi.
Hello.
My question is going to be somewhat similar to the question I asked last week. So here's the question. When I come over to a friend's house, just a friend, and it can be a girl friend, like a same-sex friend, a female friend, and they invited me and they said, like, hey, come over for dinner or come over, you know, for drink something. I don't have to feel obligated to ask them if I need to help them make the dinner, right, once I'm there. Or is that being selfish?
No, it depends on your comfort. They're asking you to come over, and if you're comfortable saying, is there anything you want me to do?
Uh-huh. I always usually ask, like, oh, great, sure. What should I bring? Do you want me to bring anything? And if they say,
that's
or
right.
Sometimes
you can ask whatever, but you better be willing to do it if they ask it. If you don't feel comfortable doing it, don't ask.
Okay, got it. Yeah, but I basically, like, I had, you know, this conversation again with the same friend. And, for example, for me, when someone comes over to my house, I love doing something for them. I don't want their help. I just want them to sit there and be comfortable and do nothing. Like, if they offer to help and I need it, I'll say sure. But, like, I never ever ask anyone for any help ever, because it's just, you know, you're having people over. Like, it's my responsibility.
But what do you say to people that offer the help?
If I need help, I'm like, sure, like if I'm running late or something. But if I don't, I'm like, no, don't worry about it, because I enjoy doing it. Like, I do it for me, and I do it for them. You know, I learned this in your class. I enjoy having people over. It brings me pleasure. Like, it brings me pleasure to take care of them in that situation. And so, but this friend was like, yeah, but I noticed with you, whenever we go somewhere, you don't ever offer help. I'm like, why would I? Like, if someone doesn't want to take the responsibility of having people over, they just shouldn't have people over. Like, why would I come over and then I need to help them? It's just, it's silly to me. So
everybody has a right to be different.
True. But I think this
both
friend almost
work.
Got... Right, but like if I'm there, like if they invited me and I'm there, I shouldn't be expected, right? Like if they ask me for help, I'll help them for sure. But it almost feels like this person is expecting me to offer help, but she doesn't ask.
If you don't like them, don't go near them.
Oh, no, I like them.
But you want them to be different. Each person, if every person would allow everyone to be themselves, you'd be able to get, you know, closer. It's when you decide that your way is the way and that they're doing it wrong. See, there's only three ways to communicate. Intimidate with fear, make people feel wrong. Seduce with guilt and shame. How can you ask me to do anything when you invited me over? Or negotiate. Is there anything you want me to do or to bring? And that's because you feel comfortable doing that. But if you don't feel comfortable doing that, don't do it.
Okay, got it.
And,
I think I understand.
And if they say, what do you think about bringing over a bottle of wine? And you say, yes or no?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say yes. I always usually ask if I should bring something.
All right. So you're going to basically say that you will leave it to the hostess or the host, and you will decide whether you will or will not do it their way.
Correct, yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, I think yes. Okay.
Good.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, caller.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye. Okay, so let's see if we've got more.
Dr. Adams speaking.
Oh, hello. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
No, I don't have a question. I have a report after 42 years.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, I was one of her first people in 1976, and I just wanted to thank her. I saw she was retiring.
Oh.
I just wanted to thank her for being the best out there.
Wow, amazing.
Very good. And I want you to know that my retiring is not going away particularly. I am available if some group wants me to come and speak. I'm more than willing to come and speak to a group of people. What I'm doing is basically shutting down my two offices, but I'm working on the phone and I'm going, I am for hire, if people want me to come and speak to them. And I love doing this show, so I'm not quite going away. What I'm doing is my way more than the way, which is to sit in an office and be an office person. I want to be on the phone or on the radio or in front of people on stage. You see?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to, as long as I can talk, I will be me.
Excellent.
Good. And
so
this is
Pardon? John Adams. My name is John Adams.
Oh.
I worked with you in 1976 and 1977.
Wow.
I think that's wonderful. And is your life working for you?
Absolutely. Thanks to you.
Okay, I appreciate the credit. Do you have a question to ask of me now that we're connected here?
No, I don't. I just wanted to let you know that no one else out there comes even close to you.
Wow.
My goodness. Thank
wow.
you for
yeah.
the wonderful stroke.
That is amazing. Thank you so much, Mr. Adams.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Okay.
We're
blessings.
So glad you're so glad you're listening. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A
beautiful woman came up and said, I want to do a testimonial. My parents brought me to you when I was 14 years old. And I've been using all of your training, and I am married for 28 years.
Wow.
I've raised two, they're 20s now themselves, and I wanted to let people know that she used my tools to get her life, which was married, mother. And she looked beautiful, like she felt good in her body. And I was so happy for her.
Amazing, amazing.
So
hey.
2 days in a row, I've gotten strokes for what I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
For people.
Angel on your shoulder. Okay. Thank you, caller, for being so patient. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pat Allen.
Hello.
I have a question. A man dating a woman. And I have a question about negotiating time together.
Oh, good, good, good.
I want to. So I'm in a long distance relationship, and I have to fly out once a month to be with my girlfriend. And originally we had scheduled it 2 weeks there, 2 weeks away. And then
yes.
I wasn't happy with the amount of time that she was spending with me. And she says like she can only spend time during the day because she has a 6-year-old son that she has to take care of and she has nobody else to take care of. So she can't go out at night or the weekend without bringing her son. And oftentimes she doesn't want to bring her son, which I don't argue against because I know, like you said, it's better not to have the kids involved in the relationship. But so my question is,
Wait. I do not want kids to go on dates with people that are not committed to you because they end up losing family after family after family. So is she your girlfriend, your fiance? What is this girl? What's her title?
She is my girlfriend. She's kind of like my fiance, but I haven't given her a ring yet. And like last week,
then
she's
not your fiance. She is your girlfriend.
She's my girlfriend, but she said she wants to spend the rest of time with me. So
I hear that she wants to spend time with you and or her son. She's dividing up time between you.
Yes.
And you want her to give her son to a babysitter and be with you when she's out there?
No. I want her to bring her son. I want us to go out together, like to a
like
park,
a family.
Or to the movie,
then
like a family,
please,
yes.
Please feel free to go to some store and get a ring that you call a promise ring or an engagement ring, so that this child is with two adult people who are working to make a family. What I'm hearing is you want a girlfriend to act like a fiancé, and she and you are confused. So what's stopping you from upping her title to fiancé and then bringing the child with you?
I was waiting for her birthday, which is in July, but I guess I
dear,
can speed it up.
It sounds like you're already burnt out on this girlfriend-boyfriend long-distance thing.
Yes.
You're becoming incompatible.
Yeah, because that's true. I have been the last couple times, and this coming time, I want to spend more time with her. I want to spend the night time with her and her son and go out on Saturdays with her son.
Therefore,
and we have done this.
I want you to propose engagement to her.
Okay.
Make this a building deal instead of an entertainment.
Okay.
There's a little boy. Is it a boy?
Yes.
There's a little boy waiting for you to make a decision about leadership. Are you the man in this relationship or is she?
Yes. I'm pretty much leading the whole way, but she fights the whole way.
I got news for you. If she fights the idea of getting engaged to you, then you and her son are competitors, not family. And that's incompatible. So either build or terminate.
And by building, just a ring would be a sign of commitment, right? And then,
well, do you have a mother, father? Do you have people, brothers, sisters? People that know that you're engaged know you're building a family.
Right.
You guys
are
dating.
That's the other thing.
What?
The other thing is she doesn't, like, I've never met her family or anything.
Here, do you understand all of this goes together? The sign of being engaged is you meet the family.
Okay.
I think you need to go to crisis. Either she becomes engaged to you and you become the beginning of a family.
Uh-huh.
Or you replace her with somebody who is willing to build a family.
Yeah.
Okay.
She may be trepidous and fearful because you're not engaged. She doesn't want to maybe expose her son to somebody
that's
who may just walk away.
That's
same thing.
Exactly
may not want to expose her parents to somebody who's going to walk away. There's a level of humiliation that people go through. They expose their families to somebody who then just walks off. It's tough. So with no commitment there, why would she do it?
Let's see what she's going to do, because this is not working.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay? What do you think about this?
I think I'm going to propose to her. I'm going to get a nice ring that, you know, as a temporary placeholder, but I'm just going to propose to her. I'm going to tell her that I want to build a family, and this is it. Like, if she doesn't want to build a family, then I'll find somebody who wants to build a family.
Good.
Because I spent a lot of time and money going there, and then I feel like I'm left alone half the time.
Do you understand? That's because she's a girlfriend with the child, but she isn't a family member with you.
Got it.
Yeah, because it's it's like you're only half in.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. That's the way
that's
that
why
it would
you
be
called.
Perceived.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we want to hear all about it.
All right.
I hope you'll come back and share with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. I just actually got an email last week from a lady who said almost the exact same thing, that this man was courting her and that she was fearful of exposing her children, her two small children, to this man for him to walk off. They had just gone through their father leaving. So
it's very common. That's why, number one, I do not approve of intercourse until there's a monogamy, continuity, longevity agreement. You see?
Mm-hmm.
I do not approve of living together without engagement. Free wife is not a good title. Living girlfriend is not a good title. You see?
Yeah. Oh, I do see. I agree. So, well, when this woman told me, I don't know what to say. And so we had a discussion, much like you just said, well, you know, you don't want to expose.
Please leave your message for.
But you need to have the conversation. You need to use the tools. And she did. And when she used the tools and talked to him, he understood where she was coming from. And he was like, I just didn't think you wanted me to meet your kids. So I didn't think you were really interested in marrying me. And that's that whole communication thing, Dr. Allen, that you teach those tools so well. And it worked out so great for this woman. They're engaged now.
And I hope it helps this gentleman.
Me too. I do too. I think we might have a caller on the air. Caller, are you there? Woohoo. Okay. Not yet. All right. We've got another caller coming in just a second here. So those tools are amazing. And this has kind of been our theme for the show tonight, hasn't it? Tools. Using those tools to communicate.
Good.
I'm excited to hear what happens when he proposes. I love it when they call back, and I love that Mr. Adams called tonight and told us. Because Dr. Allen, 1977, that was a minute ago, I'll tell you.
That's a long time ago, but I started around 1974.
Yeah.
And for those of you that are new to this program, Re-Getting to I Do, I wrote it in 1994, and it's in the stores, and it's all about this.
It still is. Okay, we do have a caller on now. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Caller.
Hello.
Woohoo. All right, switchboard's telling me caller is on. Okay, caller, are you there? You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I am. Thank you so much. My question is, how do you bring up using Pat's tools inconsistencies? Like, I'm dating this guy, and a couple of times he said he'd go to church with me. He volunteered. I didn't ask. And then but when I asked him if he wants to go, he's got an excuse, and it just never happened. And so he came, we were dating for 6 months, then we weren't, and now we are again. And it's a big issue for me being consistent and being keeping your commitments, but I don't want to seem difficult and like I'm, you know, I don't know, just, you know how it is being a bioche. And so I want to bring it up to him that this is really important to me, but what would be a...
All right, let's bring it up.
Bring it up.
What is the subject?
Consistency.
You're asking him to do what?
Be consistent with what he says. He says he's going to do.
Keep his commitments.
Yeah, but it was an open-ended commitment, so there wasn't a time frame on it. So he could always say, well, yeah, I'm going to do it. I just haven't done it yet.
That's the reason you have to have details. There are four signs of a poor negotiator. Do you want to know what they are?
Yes.
Evasiveness. Someday I want to go here with you and that with you and whatever with you. Evasive. No precision. No, I want to go to the whatever with you this month. Details, details, details. That's one. Evasiveness, not getting details. Second, expecting people to mind read what you want and what you don't want. Well, if you love me, you'd know what I need and want. That's an error. Third, condescending. You women are all the same. You men are all the same. Putting people in a group and not really experiencing each person as an individual. And the last bad sign is abruptness. Yes, no, why? I'm leaving. Go away. Not being willing to talk. So I want you, caller, to pretend you're asking me to do something with you. What do you ask?
I say, oh, hey, I got an email and I forwarded it. It was something interesting. And I said, hey, I'm going to be going to the Agape this Sunday. And I thought you might want to go, that you'd be interested. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm interested.
Well,
now what do you say?
Well, do you want to meet me there at 9 a.m.?
What did you say? Do you want to what? Meet?
Meet me there? Do you want to meet me there at 9 a.m.?
For what reason are you setting up the thing? I thought you were saying, do you want to go to Agape with me?
Right.
Now, what is the reason you're saying, do you want to meet at 9 a.m.? When would
well,
it
at
be
the Agape,
convenient?
He...
What?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are you the director of this relationship? Do you run it pretty much?
No, I don't want to. I'm usually waiting, but he had suggested, he lives in LA, I live in Orange County, and so and the Agape is in LA. So we'd be coming from opposite directions. He had offered to go to church with me. So here was an opportunity, this particular service.
All right. Does he lead you? Does he design a date? Does he ever ask you?
Yes, although we've only recently kind of gotten back together. And so we've been talking about our relationship and how it ended last time. And we haven't really, we've gotten together for drinks, and I've waited for him to ask. I want to go through the full courtship thing again, because I need to establish some trustworthiness, or he needs to with me at least. And that was another issue, is because we have chemistry, we have compatibility, and there's a lot of good communication. And he's really open-minded. So there's a lot of really great things, but that would be the one thing, is that maybe we're so familiar, there's not this sense of courtship. So we haven't yet really gone out on any formal dates.
What I hear is that sometimes you lead and sometimes he leads.
Not sometimes, just in this particular instance, because he's not the one that's going to church. When he got back together with me, he was suggesting different ways and things that we could do. And he goes, I'd love to go to church with you, because he knows that's important to me.
All right.
So
And you said to him, when do you want to go?
No, I did not say it at that point.
Then you did not get the details.
Yeah, because it was kind of just a general passing thing.
There is no general passing thing, because you're punishing him for not keeping an agreement that was never made.
Well, I don't want to punish him. That's not my mode.
Then when he says, I want to go to Agape, what is your response?
Well, I said to him, I'm going. What do you think of going? He actually said he had something.
Wait a minute. He said, I want to go to Agape. And you said, I'm going. You know, you took over instead of saying to him, who's leading?
It was my suggestion. In this case, it was a couple weeks prior, he had told me, if you ever want to go to church, I'd love to go to church, or I'll go to church with you.
All right. And you said, I want you to go with me Sunday. Did you tell him?
At that time, I don't go every Sunday. So I said something like, that would make me really happy.
But that's not a contract. You're mad at him for not keeping agreements that are not made.
You have to negotiate, but I'm sorry to interrupt. We're out of time. We're going to have to go to the caller. Please call us back next week.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dr. Allen. Before we go, real quick, what you got to say?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the agreements you're willing to make and keep.
Amen.
That's what we were struggling with right there.
It is. We love you guys. We'll be back next week. You know it. www.drpatallen.com. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.